David Briley woke up for the first time today as the mayor of Nashville. He was sworn in at an emergency ceremony last night after the resignation of Megan Beery. While Briley's name may be unfamiliar to some, he's been active in city politics for two decades and has family ties to the founding of Metro government itself, WPLN's Mara Benight reports.
A plaintiff lawyer with a penchant for wing-tipped Doc Martens, David Briley is known for his progressive politics and his straightforward approach to governing. But most of all, he's known as a good listener, something he campaigned on.
In a world where the vice mayor has superpowers to solve all Nashville's problems.
Okay, the vice mayor doesn't need superpowers, but does need to listen. I'm David Briley.
Since winning the election, council members describe Briley as a man of integrity, a consensus builder, and an inclusive leader. Councilman Freddie O'Connell said Briley is, quote, possessed of civic wisdom.
He's picking up the pieces, as we all are, of a scenario in Nashville where the sky is falling to some extent. But I can't imagine someone better positioned to deal with this moment.
Officials point to Briley's work ethic and his ability to wrangle the 40-person council into a body that they say always puts the public first. Whether it was the soccer stadium, the upcoming transit referendum, or the night Metro Council was stormed by protesters who were allowed to speak, Councilman Jeremy Elrod says Briley wants Nashvillians to be heard.
In many different instances, he's made sure that public input has always been part of the process.
Briley is 54 years old and lives in Salem Town with his wife and their teenage son. He's a Nashville native and has a long history with the city. He was previously a two-term councilman and ran for mayor in 2007, but failed to make the runoff. He's also the grandson of Beverly Briley, the first mayor of Metro Nashville. His younger brother was a state representative, but left a decade ago in the wake of a high-profile DUI. After working with Briley, Councilman Steve Glover, a conservative and a frequent critic of former Mayor Beery, said he's ready to support the new mayor.
Whether we align politically or not, I think right now we have to align and be one as far as trying to take care of the city.
At his swearing-in ceremony, Briley pledged to lead with transparency and accountability.
I will work my heart out to meet this challenge. I ask you all to join me and do the same.
Briley will hold the position of mayor until at least a new election in August. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mara Benight.